Where do you need to fight? What area of your life is left weak or vulnerable? Where do you feel surrounded by the enemy? Where is fighting called for on your part? As Christians, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. Our weapons are truth, and prayer, and holiness, and following the Son's lead. And for those of you who do not have Jesus as King of your life, you need to know something. If you continue to read 2 Samuel chapter 10, of which we've been studying, you find that the Israelites go on to have a convincing victory over those armies who raised themselves against God's people and against God's word. God had provided them a king in David who would lead the people valiantly. But all of that was a picture of something better to come. David would fail and fall at points in his life, and we'll study all about that in the weeks to come. But the one who is better than King David is King Jesus, who leads his people perfectly, who covers their shame, and who decisively, ultimately, and infinitely defeats all enemies. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our national changemakers in Honduras. And also remember the Inyanja Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout the Democratic Republic of the Congo.